"Aye, my lord, I will," the black brother replied. The dwarf had not so much as glanced toward the far end of the room, and Catelyn was thinking how grateful she was for the crowded benches between them, when suddenly Merillion bounded to his feet. "My lord of Lannister," he called out, "I would be pleased to entertain you while you eat. Let me sing you the lay of your father's great victory at King's Landing." "Nothing would be more likely to ruin my supper," the dwarf said dryly. His mismatched eyes considered the singer briefly, started to move away, and found Catelyn. He looked at her for a moment, puzzled. She turned her face away, but too late. The dwarf was smiling. "Lady Stark, oh, what an unexpected pleasure," he said. "I was sorry to miss you at Winterfell." Merillion gaped at her, confusion giving way to chagrin, as Catelyn rose slowly to her feet. She heard Sir Roderick curse. If only the man had lingered at the wall, she thought, if only.
"Lady Stark," Masha Heddle said thickly.
"I was still Catelyn Tully the last time I bedded here," she told the innkeeper. She could hear the muttering, feel the eyes upon her. Catelyn glanced around the room, at the faces of the knights and sworn swords, took a deep breath to slow the frantic beating of her heart.